It's from when I had a tutor in Canada. I just went to Canada, and we had a tutor to help us learn English. Our tutor, she was very interactive. She made the learning experience very fun. So she did a lot of activities with us, and help us to explain it in English, help us to understand the local custom, why people do things that way, help us learn about the history, and why it's still relevant today. So I think that was very helpful as a way to get us more integrated into the English-speaking culture.
What kind of activities did you have?
So, for example, we made for Christmas we made decorations, but then she would explain why certain why we have those decorations, what was the history behind it, and then she was explaining to us about musical plays, operas in English. She took us to go and see one, so I thought that was very good learning experience.
So you went to Canada when you were at secondary school,
No, actually in elementary, grade
right?
three. So I was in Hong Kong until grade three, and then I went to Canada afterwards. So I stayed and studied in Canada afterwards.
And do you find that English lesson in two different places are very different?
It is, of course, it's different because in Canada, it's more immersive because you use it every day. You use it after class, you use it before class. Whereas in Hong Kong, you only use it in class, you don't use it anywhere else. So it's not as applicable. So if you learn something in class and you go out of class, you actually speak to people in that language. That just makes it more relevant.
Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
When I first went to Canada, my English was, I was in grade three, but my reading was not up to par for a grade three level. So our teacher would ask us to go up and read to her. And when I read a book, it was a very simple book, but I was having trouble reading it. And she said, she gave me a very strange look, and she said, do you find this very difficult to read? And she said something to the, I think, I don't know, I don't re quite un remember it, but I think it was saying, this is not the level for grade three, it was much lower. So I felt very embarrassed, and then I just made a very strong effort to brush up my English. And
How did you do that?
Just because I was in Canada, I was able to, watch English cartoons, make some more English-speaking friends, do other activities in English. So it was a lot easier. And then from that point on, I just don't want to be put into that embarrassing position again.
Do you have any favorite book or favorite story?
Book. There's one when I read growing up. It's called Agatha. The writer is Agatha Christie, and then the book title was And Then There Were None. It was, I think, the first very good mystery thriller that I read, and I really liked it.
So do you think English play an important role in your career?
I think so, but I think there's a shift now where Mandarin is more important. So I've been traveling recently. I was in Seoul, Korea. I was in Okinawa, Japan, and I found that you don't really need English to get around. You need Mandarin to get around. So I think eventually and steadily, the importance of English is going to be dampened by the emergence of Mandarin.